and Sumner Eddyville Miller will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, a two-point lead, and Anderson's going to drive the paint, put it up, it rattles around, will not go. Burr gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Shaley battling in there, gets the board.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader at Amherst as the Broncos welcome in the SEM Mustangs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Eckhout on the dribble. Now we'll give it right wing for Dominic Abbott. Behind the three-point arc, they'll give it to Eckhout. He'll set up a half-court offense. Toppenheim skips it right side for Dominic Abbott. Winders it in. There's a double team there for Eckhout. Eckhout shoots over the top of it. His bank shot's no good. Offense, a rebound, high off glass. Preble will score.
Tonight's game is the final tune-up for the conference tournament, which begins next week. It's the Mustangs and Broncos coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos playing host to Sumner Eddyville Miller in a girl-boy doubleheader earlier tonight. On the Broncos' home floor, it was Sumner Eddyville Miller with a 39-33 win in girls' basketball. Time now to turn our attention on the boys' side, where the Broncos come in with a better record. They are 11-4 on the season. SEM improving. They were really down last year. This year, they're 6-7, playing a little bit better ball. And both these two teams pretty young, as one senior starter for Amherst. There'll be two seniors starting for Sumner Eddyville Miller, and a much younger ball club for both of these two teams. The Broncos, 11-4 on the season, again playing pretty good ball. They had a real shootout the other night against Gibbon, and they, when the conference tournament rolls around on the boys' side, they'll be right in the thick of things. They'll be the number four seed as they'll be taking on Axtell, as they'll have a chance to avenge one of their losses on the year to the Wildcats in the first round of the conference tournament. Meanwhile, Sumner Eddyville Miller is going to have to play on Saturday taking on Loomis. That game will be in Loomis, as even though they're the seven seed, they'll be playing on the road taking on the Wolves, because Loomis will be playing two games that night. So to have his few movements around the conference as possible, Loomis will host both a girls and a boys game, as the Mustangs will be on the road to take on the Wolves Saturday at 7:30 in Loomis in what essentially is a bunny bracket game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. But at 6-7, that's pretty good evidence that Darby Line has the Mustangs playing a little bit better ball, as they're right at the 500 mark in a pretty tough conference for a D2 school. And for Amherst, well, at 11-4 on the year, they can do a little bit of everything. They can certainly outscore you, but they've also can play some pretty good defense. They had a real high up-tempo game against Gibbon. They lost that one 75-67. Now, most of their games are kind of played in the 60s to the lower 70s in that area, although they were held to only 46 points when they traveled to Axtell. But that was before the Christmas break, and they're playing a little bit better ball right now. So they'll probably be a favorite here tonight against SEM, but the Mustangs want to build a little bit of momentum as they head into their game Saturday night against Loomis. Once again, the Mustangs 6-7, Amherst 11-4, and we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll step away. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS. Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors, the boys from Sumner, Eddyville, Miller. As we mentioned, they come in 6-7 on the season. They'll be wearing their dark purple uniforms with the gold numbers, a little bit of white trim on there, purple and gold Mustangs. And their starters are Andrew Slyker, a 6'4 senior who's averaging 11.2 points per ball game. Jason Line is a 5'8 freshman that's averaging 9.8 points a contest. Dalton Nichols, a 5'9 sophomore, he's averaging 8.6 points per ball game. Angel Botero, a 5'8 senior, and he's averaging 8.6 points per ball game. And making the start tonight is going to be Francisco Orozco. Orozco is a 6'1 sophomore, and he has yet to score on the season, but he'll be making the start tonight for the Mustangs. For the Amherst Broncos, their starters are Trevor Adlung, a 5'7 freshman. He's averaging 7.5 points per ball game. Dominic Abbott, the lone senior starter, is 6'1 and averaging 21.2 points per ball game. Trey Tobenheim, a 5'11 sophomore, is averaging 8.9 points a contest. Braden Eckout, 5'11 and a sophomore, averaging 13.6 points per ball game. And Ty Hadwiger, a 6'2 sophomore, is averaging 8.5 points a contest. So again, Abbott, the guy to stop if you're looking at things from the SEM perspective, because Abbott is averaging 21.2 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Let's step away for one last break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our pregame show, and we'll have a tip between the Broncos and the Mustangs here from Amherst. We'll do that right after this timeout.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up, and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Mid-Nebraska Veterinary Services in Miller is a proud supporter of the athletes this year. Trust Mid-Nebraska Veterinary Services with herd health, reproduction, ultrasound, and consulting services on cow, calf, stockers, feeders, and horses. That's Mid-Nebraska Veterinary Services in Miller.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belschner Meats? Belschner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Sark at New Tech Seed. NewTek is your yield leader. Contact a NewTek seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. The Broncos being introduced here. They're in their home white uniforms, of course. The red numbers, letters, and trim, as it says Broncos on the front with kind of silver letters with the red trim on those. Otherwise, it's a red number with the black trim. And, of course, the familiar, well, you'll see it on Sunday as well, the logo that looks very much like what the Denver Broncos wear. The Mustangs, of course, SEM across the front. And we're all set and ready to go. Doing the jumping here for Amherst going to be Ty Hadwiger, and he's going up against Andrew Slacker. The ball is in the air, and we are underway as SEM has first possession of the basketball, and it's going to be Botero who brings in the offensive zone. Botero's going to drive all the way in, takes off the glass, and he's heading to the line. Great contact and drive there by Botero, and right away being very aggressive, and the foul is going to be called on Ty Hadwiger, and Hadwiger is going to be whistled for his first foul of the day. So Botero at the free throw line. The first of two free throws is up and good. Botero on the season, as I look it up here, is a 58% free throw shooter, and the second free throw here is no good. So he makes the first, can't hit the second, and it's 1-0. For the Mustangs. Quick little pass on the left side. Jumper is up and in for Dominic Abbott. So Abbott has his first 2 points of the free throw of the game. So Abbott will give Amherst the lead. Slacker trying to look for a cutter. Throws it in underneath off the mark. So it'll be an SEM turnover. Broncos are on the run as Dominic Abbott will find a cutter. A little shot here by Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim's shot will not fall. And the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Eckhout. So Eckhout gets the rebound. Kick out on the outside. Three-pointer by Amherst is up and no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Bateo. Bateo throws it in underneath, and we got a block that's going to be whistled on the Broncos again. And I think that one is going to go on Trevor Adlund. Yep, that will be an Adlund. That will be his first foul of the game. So the inbounds here to Jason Line, and they find a guy wide open and underneath as Oriosco couldn't quite hit the shot. And in transition, a quick little jumper up and no good here for Adlung. But Adlung is fouled, so he's going to the free throw line. And I'll tell you what, very quickly, Amherst is in transition. They get up court in a flash. Botero is whistled for the foul. So Adlung will shoot two here. And the free throw is up and good. So Adlung makes the free throw here with 6:48 to go. It's 3-1 Amherst. Very early on. Second free throw rolls around and is no good, but an offensive rebound by Dominic Abbott. Abbott lost it, now gets it back, and that one he kind of had stuffed on him, and he ended up walking with it. Nice defense on the inside there. For Zosko, and now in the SEM is going to inbound it. And Bateo stepped on the sideline. He made the save, but he stepped on the sideline. So that's going to be an SEM turnover on the inbounds. It wasn't for lack of effort there by Angel Bateo, that's for sure, because he flew up court and tried to save it, and he just kind of ran out of real estate. So Adlung will inbound the basketball. He gives it for Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim will kick left side for Adlung. Adlung is going to skip it out here for Breeden Eckhout. Eckhout lobs it at the elbow. Hadwiger kicks it. Now skip out for Adlung. Adlung, long jumper on that left side, no good. Fighting for his own rebound, can't come up with it. And it will go out of bounds off of him. Schlacker trying to get the rebound. Now he'll inbound it. And they get the ball in, and there's going to be a hold that's whistled on the Broncos. That will go against Dominic Abbott. They've just been about a half step behind in committing those fouls. That's the third foul as a team against the Broncos. And with the basketball here, Bateo. Bateo across the timeline working against Eckhout. He's going to hand the basketball off here for Jason Line. Line kicks on the right side here for Slacker. Slacker looks inside for Where's Osco? And the pass is going to be deflected away. Adlin comes away with the steal, so SEM turns it over. And the pass up ahead is knocked out of bounds by one of the Mustangs. The Broncos trying to run the court very quickly. And Bateo, I think, is the one that got his hands on it. And as it goes out of bounds. So the inbounds here for Trey Tobenheim. He'll kick on the right side here for Eckhout. Eckhout's going to fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound to Slacker. So Andrew Slacker will give the basketball off here for Bateo. And the Broncos haven't given up a field goal yet as SEM will run the weave play here. Jason Lyon has it. Give it to Bateo. Bateo now hands off for Nichols. Nichols stops near mid the top of the key. And now Jason Lyon will dribble and hand it off here for Bateo. Bateo splits the defense, will take it off glass, and he'll score. Angel Bateo, nice little drive there. And it's a 3-3 ball game. Dominic Abbott in the offensive zone, gave it away, gets it back, a little jump stop, and there's going to be a foul that's going to be whistled on, did it say 34 or 44? I think it was, they gave it to 34. Should be on 44. They need to discuss that because Bateo was nowhere close, and they gave it to him. They gave the foul to the wrong guy. So Bateo is one that was given that foul. The free throw, by the way, is up and good here for Abbott. And his second free throw is up and good. So he makes both free throws. And the inbounds is stolen away, but SEM is able to track the ball back. So Schlacker comes up with a loose ball. It was almost stolen away there by Eckhout. Schlacker gets it back. He'll fire a long three-pointer. It's no good. Adlong with the rebound, and here come the Broncos on the run. They get it up ahead. Left-handed layup by Eckhout will not fall. And the rebound taken out of there by SEM, and then a turnover forced by Adlong. And now we got a foul. And that's going to be a push that's whistled on Slacker. Inbounded here after the turnover. The three-pointer for Abbott, no good. And we've got a foul on the Broncos. Trying to get the rebound is Trey Tobenheim, and that's going to be his first personal foul. Well, going back to the point earlier, Francisco Orozco hasn't scored yet this season. Instead, they gave the foul to Bateo, who averages about 9 points per ballgame and plays point. And he'll dribble through some pressure here as he'll take an extra step. Yeah, he just kind of lost the basketball just as he wanted to make the pass. And he took just a little extra half step with it and turned the ball over. So Amherst with an 5-3 lead here as we've got only 8 points scored in the ballgame so far. Adlung is going to kick it off on the left side for Abbott. Back around the perimeter we go. Eckhout's got it. Gives it out for Adlong. Adlong is going to fire the three. It is no good. And coming down with the rebound again is going to be Bateo. So Bateo, long pass, and it's a little bit too high for Jason Lyon. And SEM has just turned the ball over again. So they turn the ball over, and now the Broncos up by a bucket. Will fire a three-pointer on the left side by Tobenheim. It's no good. Offensive rebound, kicked out, and a three-pointer is up and good for Eckhout. So Eckhout will stroke in the three after that rebound in underneath there by Abbott. Bateo's going to drive on that left side, a little bit too strong, and we're going to have a foul whistled on SEM on the rebound. And that going over the back is going to be on Dittmer, who checked in just a little bit ago. Stetson Dittmer called for the foul. 8-3 as Adlung will bounce the left side here for the Broncos. Around the perimeter we go, looking at that 2-3 zone. Nice ball movement. They work it in. They'll kick it back out. Adlung snaps it now right side. A little ball fake here for Eckhout. They'll give it off on the right side, and a three-pointer by Dominic Abbott is up and good. You want to see a clinic on how to pass it around the perimeter. Amherst just performed that. Slacker in the offensive zone is going to kick it up right side for Lyon, and Lyon's going to stroke in the three. So Jason Lyon with the three-pointer, And the Broncos trying to answer right back in transition. They'll kick on the right side here for Eckhout. Eckhout gets it in the lane. A little floater by Hadwiger, and Hadwiger will score. So Ty Hadwiger with the little float in the lane. And now push that lead back out to 7. Bad pass in SEM, though. Fortunate that Slacker is able to track it down. He's going to drive, and there's going to be a charge. He drove in all the way. There defensively was Hadwiger, and Slacker is going to be called for his second personal foul. That'll be a charge, and that's a nice defensive play there by Ty Hadwiger. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It is 13-6. Amherst with a 7-point lead and the basketball. As they make some substitutions, Eckhout's going to inbound the ball here for Adlung. Checking in just a little bit ago was Tyler Martinson and also Brian Bramer. Three-pointer on that left side for Amherst is no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Eckhout had a nice look at the three, hit the front of the rim, and off the hands of one of the Broncos and out of bounds. So SEM will inbound the basketball here, and it'll go through the hands of Dittmer. So that'll be a turnover. Pass inside for Dominic Abbott, and Abbott's going to take it in underneath for the bucket, and we got a timeout here for SEM. After the turnover and the bucket, Amherst now has a 9-point lead, 15-6. Timeout for the Mustangs. They trail it with 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slacker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slacker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slacker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
And welcome back here. A 15-6 lead for Amherst. SEM will inbound the basketball. Angel Bateo facing some full court zone pressure here. Dominic Abbott will now pressure Slacker, who brings it across the timeline. Andrew Slacker on the dribble. We'll kick it back out here for Dittmar, who's going to now hand it off here for Bateo. Bateo working against some pressure by Martinson, takes it all the way down the baseline. Slacker with the jumper will not fall, gets his own offensive rebound. That one won't fall as he missed the putback. And then Adlung comes up the rebound, and the Broncos are on the run as a shot is blocked. Dominic Abbott's shot is going to be blocked in underneath, as I think that was Slacker who was able to come up with the block. And now with the ball at the free throw line is going to be Orzasko, and he'll put up the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Tyler Martinson. Three-pointer on the right side for Eckhout. Bouncing around, no good. And the rebound is off one of the Mustangs and out of bounds. Dalton Nichols checking in here for the Mustangs, for the Broncos. Ty Hadwiger checking back into the ball game, and also Trey Taubenheim. Tossing it in, it's going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger on the baseline, and his inbounds pass is going to be turned over. Pass up ahead, left-hand layup, hanging on that rim. They're going to call it a goaltend as Dalton Nichols had it on the rim. And that will be a bucket here for Nichols. And the officials are going to get together. They're calling it technical for slapping the glass and not goaltending. So it will not be a bucket. They're going to call the goaltending for hitting the glass. I thought it was in the cylinder whenever you committed a... So we're going to call a technical foul, but the bucket will not count. So the score remains 15-6. And the technical for Amherst is going to go against Ty Hadwiger. The free throw is up and good for Dalton Nichols. He's the one that's going to shoot the free throws here. And he makes the first. And the second one is up and good. So he makes both free throws, and it will be SEM ball. Just kind of a delay of game technical. It wasn't anything unsportsmanlike or anything. Mateo bringing the offensive zone. Hand the basketball off here for Nichols. Nichols now with the handoff to Line. Line's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Pretty low jumper there by the freshman, Jason Line. And the Broncos now have it on the left wing. On the dribble here is Dominic Abbott, and Abbott is going to be pushed as he was working against Dalton Nichols, and Nichols is going to be called for the push. So that's now six fouls against SEM, five against Amherst with a minute 19 to go here in quarter number one. Tossing in the ball is going to be Tyler Martinson. Martinson gets it for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to lob it out right side there for Tobenheim. Tobenheim now going to skip it out for Abbott. Abbott working against a little bit of pressure. Dalton Nichols there right with him. And the kick in the corner right side for Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim top of the circle for Dominic Abbott. Now left side. Here's a jumper by Martinson. Martinson's three is no good. And coming up with the rebound here is going to be Jason Line. They get it up ahead here for Slacker. Slacker working man-to-man here inside the final minute of quarter number one. And off of a screen, dribbling left wing is going to be Nickel. Nickel is going to hand it off here. They do the weave. Pateo's got it. He's going to step back. He's going to fire a three. That one is no good as well. And the rebound is going to go into the hands of Brian Bramer. And then there's going to be a reach that's called on Jason Line. So Line is going to be called for the foul with 35.5 to go. And we're at one and one territory here. And that's the free throw line is Bramer for the front end of a one and one. The free throw is up and good. So 16 to 10 with 35.5 to go. Bramer handed the basketball. We'll shoot one more free throw here. And it is up and good. So the big man hits a couple of nice shots. Great neck out going to check in for him. He'll get a nice little high fives from the coaches as he comes up. As he's a 7-point lead here for the Broncos. Tough drive on that left side, and Bateo's free throw is forthcoming here as he was hit on the arm. So he's going to be shooting a couple of free throws. And the free throw rolls around and is no good here for Bateo. He's got one more coming, though. 17 to 10, 28.5 to go. Second free throw on the way. Back the iron and no good. He missed both of them. And the rebound is going to be picked up here by Dominic Abbott. Abbott will hand it off to Adlung. They're going to work the clock, I'm sure, for the final shot. SEM in a 2-3 zone here, and they're going to allow them to work the clock. As it just passed on that right side, Eck out. We'll hook it back around. Adlung's got it. Right wing here for Tobenheim. Now 9 seconds left. Adlung has it. Left wing. They give it for Dominic Abbott. Little ball fake by Adlung. Gives it right side for Eck out. Eck out enters it in. Turnaround jumper off glass at the buzzer. No good for Ty Hadwiger. And that will do it for one quarter of play. It's 17 to 10. Amherst with the lead over Sumner Eddyville Miller. We're back with the second quarter right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. Is a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
And welcome back here, 17 to 10, as Amherst has the lead. As they also have the basketball as well. To start the second quarter, they get it on the baseline. Turnaround jumper from Dominic Abbott from about 6 feet away. That was pretty easy as he kind of snuck through that back door. And now the outlet pass by SEM is going to be turned over. On the run here is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim missed the shot after he made the steal, and the pass is knocked out of bounds as they're trying to get it out of there after it was rebounded by a Slacker. And now Slacker will inbound it as it was knocked out of bounds. They come up to Bateo. Bateo has the ball knocked loose. Tracking it down is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim up ahead to Adelung, and Adelung is going to lay it up and in. Well, the turnover turns into points, and now the Broncos have a 21-10 lead. Bounce pass right wing here for Nichols. Nichols playing catch with Bateo. Bateo's got it. He'll give it off here on the left side for Line. Line in the corner for Slacker. And the senior will drive the baseline. His shot is no good. And the rebound ripped out of there, and on the dribble is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout pass up ahead. They give it back here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to drive and score. So Amherst moving the ball very effectively and just kind of attacking until somebody shuts them off, and then they were able to drop it back out for Abbott as Abbott hits it, and it's a 13-point ball game. Left wing, Jason Lyme. Now they get it in the lane. Orzosko will hit the bucket. Nice job there by Fran Orzosko, who hits the shot. That's his first bucket of the season. Left side, here's a three-pointer for Amherst. No good there for Braden Eckhout. And the rebound for Line. We'll give it up ahead here for Pateo. Pateo kicks right side for Line. Back around the perimeter. They're looking inside for Orzosko. Now Orzosko gets it, puts up a shot a little bit high. Dominic Abbott is able to pull down the rebound off the miss. And quickly up ahead, they work it to Eckhout. Eckhout with a tough left-handed layup that is no good. It goes out of bounds, and Sumner Eddieville Miller will inbound it as it was last touched by one of the Broncos. Nathan Schroeder, the 5'11 freshman, checking in here for SEM. And also Micah Eggleston as well. So a couple of freshmen checking in the game here for SEM. Bateo facing some pressure. Gives it up ahead here for Schlacker. Schlacker's pass into the hands of Nichols. The sophomore puts up a jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath there for Schroeder. Schroeder can't get the shot to fall. And the pass long up ahead. And it was saved by SEM but out of bounds. So Amherst, again, on the run. They get that rebound. They just throw it deep. And they threw it a little bit too far after that rebound. Tobenheim couldn't quite make the connection. But in any event, it will be Amherst basketball as it's going to be inbounded here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim gets it right back out for Eckhout. Eckhout's going to fire a three. It's no good. And it's Line who gets it back out here for SEM. He'll give it off here for Bateo. 5:20 to go. They get it on the baseline for Schroeder. They'll kick it back around the perimeter. Line's got it. Line playing catch with Pateo. Pateo and Line again. Now they enter it inside here for Schroeder. Schroeder, the freshman, takes his shot off glass. It is a little bit too strong. And the rebound out of there by the Broncos. They'll throw it in the lane. Stepping through. That layup going to be up and good for Hadwiger. So Hadwiger is able to hit the layup. And that was all started by Dominic Abbott pulling a rebound on the other end. And Amherst just very quickly getting into their offensive look. Eggleston on the dribble on that far side, being shut off by a double team. Now he's used up his dribble, so now they'll really pressure him, and Eggleston gets it on the baseline for Schroeder. Schroeder's pass kicked out top of the key. Now back out here for Schlacker. Schlacker being double teamed. SEM right now just being content to maintain possession. Line's going to drive, and that's a backdoor cut. And the left-handed layup, no good. What a great pass by Line. And they missed the shot. Eggleston missed the shot. And now Amherst in transition gets it up to Abbott, who lays it up and in. And a timeout for the Mustangs. 27-12, 15-point lead here for the Broncos as SEM had a good look a moment ago, couldn't hit the shot, and ends up being points on the other end. Timeout Mustangs, we'll take it with them. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Well, after the timeout, the Mustangs do have the basketball here, and they'll get it on the baseline to Nathan Schroeder. Schroeder's pass nearly stolen away. Trevor Adlong ran out of room, so one freshman makes the pass. The other freshman nearly steals it. And at the end of the bench, to toss it in, is going to be Nathan Schroeder, 5'11 freshman, and they'll give it off now to right side for Line. Line, the freshman, will work it back around. Pass is deflected, but picking up is Bateo. Quickly, they work it around the perimeter. There's Line firing the three. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Hadwiger. And pass up ahead deflected by a couple of Mustangs. And it still will be Amherst basketball. Again, they just kind of ran the floor. That was another 40-foot pass. And it was deflected by the Mustangs, who have learned that they've got to get back immediately. Schlacker checking in here for SEM as Schroeder will come out. So we go from a freshman to a senior out there. Adlung gets the inbounds. He'll bounce it out to Martinson. Martinson's going to fire the jumper. It is no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall in underneath here for Bramer as he missed the putback. And the rebound eventually goes the Line. So here comes SEM. They're down by 15. They need something positive to happen as Schlacker gets the top of the circle for Bateo. Back to Schlacker on the right side, and his pass is going to be deflected. SEM's turn it over again. As picking up a loose ball was Bramer. Back out for Adlung. Inside for Bramer. Bramer's going to take it off glass. Shot won't fall, but he's heading to the line. Brian Bramer is going to have a couple of free throws as he was hit on the arm putting up the shot. And that foul is going to be on Bateo. Oh, check that. It's going to be on Orozco. So Fran Orozco with the foul. And the free throw is no good here for Bramer. So the 6'2 sophomore will be back to the free throw line. .312 to go before halftime. 27-12 is our score. 15-point lead. And it stays that way as both free throws are missed. And Orozco makes the rebound here in transition. Line will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound taken back out to Line. They work it on the inside. Loose ball is picked up by Jesse Wells, who comes up with the rebound. And we got a timeout here for Amherst. Amherst calls timeout. 2:52 to go here. Second quarter. They lead it 27-12 over Sumner Eddyville Miller. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here. We've got 2:52 to go before halftime, 27-12. Amherst leading Sumner Eddyville Miller, and the Broncos will inbound the basketball. They toss it in to Trey Tobenheim. He's looking at a 2-3 zone here for SEM. And they'll give it off on the left wing here for Braden Eckout. Eckout's going to skip it right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim back at the elbow here for Wells. He's going to kick it out here for Eckout, and Eckout hits the three. So Braden Eckout strokes in that three-pointer, and he now has 6 points in the ballgame. Nichols on the baseline. He's shut off, so he'll kick it out for Bateo. Back to Nichols, and around the perimeter we go. As they're just kind of playing catch with it. Bateo well behind the three-point arc. Now gives left side for Nichols. Nichols and Bateo doing most of the game of catch here. Now Jason Lyon gets involved on that right side. He's about 30 feet away from the basket. Now he'll cycle through. He'll ball fake it after getting the basketball. Will drive, float it over the defense, and score from about 8 feet. You got to respect his ability to shoot on that left side. He faked the shot when he got the pass, got the defender in the air, and then dribbled around him. Shot over the rest of the defense. So nice little play there. Here the pass is going to be deflected. No, not deflected. It's just going to be a little bit high. So that'll be an Amherst turnover. Well, they threw it over a leaping defender. That's why I thought it might have been tipped, but it, you know, the flight of the ball didn't change. So I do believe the officials got it right, and that'll be an Amherst turnover. Line in the corner, facing some pressure, so they'll work it back around. Nichols has it. Nichols and Bateo playing catch. They get the line on that left side. Double-team him. He'll drive. Still has plenty of guys in underneath. What a great pass, but the shot's going to be missed by Orozco. And then the offensive rebound by Orozco, and he'll score. So he missed the first one and then was able to make the putback. And it's now going to be 30-16. Offensive rebound and bucket in the lane. Taubenheim kicks it off right side. Floaters up and good for Hadwiger. Defense collapsed on the inside on when it got in the paint. And then Hadwiger was able to be fairly open on the baseline. Around the perimeter, we get it to Nichols. Nichols playing catch. Now Lyons got it. He'll ball fake it. He'll stop. Has the pivot. Gets it back out for Aaron Simmons, who had his hands on the ball momentarily. Now Simmons, they try to get it to him, and it's going to be knocked away by Amherst and out of bounds. 42.2 to go here before halftime. And it's a comfortable lead of 16 for the Broncos. Came in with a record of 11-4, SEM at 6-7. Nichols around the perimeter. They get it left side here for Line. Top of the circle, back out for Bateo, and they kick it now left wing here for Nichols. They're working the clock as much as anything. Still 27 to go as SEM now will get it at the elbow. And they'll just reset it around. Bad pass. It's going to be stolen away by Adlung. Adlung makes the steal. He'll go in for the left and a layup. And he'll score two more. He's got five in the game. Dominic Abbott has 15. Eckhout and Hadwiger each have six. Quick little jumper on the left side for Bateo. That's no good. Long outlet pass, little floater at the buzzer. It's no good for Trey Taubenheim, and that ball was about halfway down as that long outlet pass after making the rebound by Ty Hadwiger almost turned into some points, and that's some pretty heads-up basketball there for Hadwiger and the rest of the Broncos. But we'll head to the locker room. Your score, Amherst 34, Sumner Eddyville Miller 16. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Mid-Nebraska Veterinary Services in Miller is a proud supporter of the athletes this year. Trust Mid-Nebraska Veterinary Services with herd health, reproduction, ultrasound, and consulting services on cow, calf, stockers, feeders, and horses. That's Mid-Nebraska Veterinary Services in Miller.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Welcome back here to Amherst. We're at halftime where the Broncos right now lead Sumner Eddyville Miller 34-16 at the break. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Well, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament will be starting next week. Don't forget that all the semifinals, finals, and consolations will be on our sister station on ESPN 1460. That'll be on Thursday, Friday, and, of course, we'll have four games for you on Saturday, all from the Viero Event Center. And let's get you kind of updated. We'll take a look at the brackets for you on the girls' side. The 8 and 9 seeds are Pleasanton and Elwood. They'll play in Pleasanton on Saturday. In Loomis on Saturday, Loomis and Axtell will get together for a girls' bunny bracket game. The top seed is Wilcox-Hildreth. They'll take on the Pleasanton-Elwood winner on Monday. That game will be over in Wilcox. Also in Wilcox will be four-seeded Elm Creek taking on SEM. And the third seed will be Eustis-Farnham taking on the Amherst Lady Broncos. That'll be in Overton at 6 o'clock on Monday. And then at 7:30, Overton will take on the winner of Loomis and Axtell. And then the girls will get together for the semifinals on Thursday at 6:15 and 8 o'clock at the Viero Event Center. Saturday, they'll have their championship game at 6. The consolation game will be at 2. And again, all the consolation games, the finals, as well as both the boys and girls semifinals will be heard on our sister station on ESPN 1460. On the boys' side, in Pleasanton on Saturday night, the Bulldogs will host Eustis-Farnham. That game will be at 7:30. And then the 7 and 10 game will have SEM traveling to Loomis to take on the number 10 seed Loomis Wolves. That game will also be at 7:30. Elm Creek on Tuesday will be taking on the Pleasanton Eustis-Farnham winner on their home floor Tuesday night at 7:30. At 6 in Elm Creek on Tuesday, Amherst, the number 4 seed, will be taking on Axtell. Tuesday as well, Wilcox-Hildreth will be taking on Elwood. Wilcox-Hildreth is the 3 seed. They'll play at Overton at 6. Overton is the 2 seed, and they'll take on the Loomis SEM winner at 7:30 Tuesday night in Overton. On Friday will be the boys' semifinals. The first semifinal will be at 6:15, and then the second semifinal will be at 8. The boys' championship game at the Viero Event Center on Saturday will be at 8. The boys' consolation will be at 4. And again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all of those games will be heard on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Tomorrow, we have a pretty good matchup for you as well. Overton and Elm Creek getting together tomorrow for a girl-boy doubleheader in what will probably be the regular season conference championship in the Fort Kearney Conference. And we'll have those games for you tomorrow, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Tomorrow we'll have those games for you. And don't forget, also on Saturday, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll be going all the way to McCook as Kearney Catholic will be taking on the Bison in boys basketball, just one game, and we'll have that game for you Saturday night right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Earlier tonight, a nice win on the road for Sumner Eddyville Miller, 39-33. Over Amherst, and here at halftime of the boys game, it is 34-16 as Amherst is in control at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Amherst. We're at halftime, 34-16. The Broncos with the lead over Sumner, Eddyville, Miller. And here's our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the SEM boys. At the break, Jason Lyons leading the way. He's got 8 points at intermission to go with 4 rebounds. Fran Orzasko has 4 points here in the game. He also has 3 rebounds. Angel Botero with 3 points, and Dalton Nichols with 1. Shooting from the field, they were 6 of 19 from the field, including going 2 of 6 from behind the arc. From the free throw line, they're 2 of 6 in the ball game as they trail here, 34-16 to Amherst. For the Broncos, so far, leading the way for them is going to be Dominic Abbott. Abbott's got 15 points at intermission to go along with 5 rebounds. Brayden Eckhout has 6 points. Ty Hadwiger with 6. Trevor Adlung has 5. And Brian Bramer with 2 points here at intermission. Unofficially from the floor, they are 13 of 34 shooting the basketball. That's right at 38%. They are 3 of 12 from behind the arc, so they're only shooting 25% from behind the arc, but they are 5 of 8 from the free throw line as they lead here at intermission by a score of 34-16. Taking a look at a few other statistics in terms of rebounding, pretty close. Amherst with a 17-15 advantage. Turnovers, well, Sumner Eddyville Miller has turned the ball over 12 times here in the first half, and I have Amherst with only 1 turnover here at intermission. And I may have missed one in there, but the point is they've taken pretty good control of the basketball, and there's been 10 turnovers to go with 4 steals. So I guess 14 turnovers overall, including 4 steals that Amherst has been able to make. And they lead here at intermission by a score of 34-16. So a nice 18-point lead at the intermission here for the Broncos, who come in with a record of 11-4 on the season. So we're going to take a quick break. We will wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Back here at halftime is 34-16 here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Comfortable lead here for Amherst. You know, one of the great traditions in sports is the high five, and we would like to ask a high five from you as our friend, relatively small fraternity of folks in central Nebraska that get to do radio play-by-play. One of those is Brad Fosberg of Grand Island. Well, he's having a tough time dealing with a pretty tough opponent as he's battling cancer. And we're joining forces to give Brad a high five. Your $5 contribution combined with other high five contributions from around the area with sports fans will go a long way to help. Please give Brad a high five during February at a participating school, or there is a high five account set up at the Five Points Bank location in both Grand Island and in Kearney. It truly is a win-win situation as we try to help out Brad battle cancer, and our best of thoughts go out to him. here at halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report wrapping up as SEM will have the basketball to start the third quarter. They have some work to do. They're trailing it here 34-16 as they've got it in the offensive zone. Ball is loose, but a nice job by Bateo to pick it up. He'll bounce it inside here for Slacker. Slacker, a little jumper in the lane, up and no good. And coming down with the rebound, dribbling behind his back through traffic. He's going to be Eckhout. Eckhout gives it down low. They're going to kick it back out to Eckhout. He'll give it right side here for Abbott. Nice ball movement as Adelong now will fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Mustangs. And a little runner on that right side by Lane. Lane's jumper won't fall in transition. And it goes out of bounds. Good rebound there by Slacker as he was able to kick it up ahead the line. And now Slacker will inbound on the baseline here for the Mustangs. Still looking for her first points of the second half, and it's going to be lobbed to midcourt by Bateo. He'll get it back to Slacker. Slacker, 15-foot jumper. That's no good. And the rebound by Abbott. Abbott's going to be on the run here. Abbott in transition gives right side for Eckhout. Back out to Abbott. Eckhout's got it right side. Can shoot the three if he wanted it, but they're going to work around the perimeter. Tobenheim now gets it on the baseline. Turnaround jumper here by Eckhout. No good. The tip inside will not fall here for Abbott. Abbott with another rebound, and Abbott gets the bucket. Well, Amherst missed a couple of shots in underneath, but they finally kept knocking on the door, getting a couple offensive rebounds by Abbott, and they now lead it by 20. Little ball fake, right side by Line. That one will not fall, and snagging the bound in traffic is Tobenheim, and Tobenheim is fouled. With 6:35 to go, that'll be the second foul of the game here on Jason Line. And Slacker will come out of the ball game. As checking in for him is going to be Nathan Schroeder. So directing traffic here is going to be Trey Tobenheim. He gets it for Adelung on that right side. SEM right now going 2-1-2 zone. They give it right side for Adelung. He's going to fire a three. It is no good. And coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim gets it. Turnaround jumper here by Hadwiger. Hadwiger's shot will not fall. And Bateo pulls down the rebound, and SEM turns the ball over. The steal, and now the layup is up and good by Hadwiger. So Hadwiger is able to lay it up and in. And that pushes that lead back out to 22. This is their largest lead of the ball game. Bateo gets it inside for Orozco. Orozco has the ball knocked away, so SEM turns it away. Quick pass up ahead with it is Eckhout. Eckhout looking for a cutter, gives it Dominic Abbott, who will get the bucket and foul. He kind of caught it, flipped, was fouled, and it hung on the rim, and then Dominic Abbott will now go to the free throw line to try to finish off a three-point play. Holy cow, that's a pretty impressive play there. And so he's going to go to the free throw line and try to finish this one off after the foul is whistled on Orozco. That'll be his second foul. And now Abbott to the line. And his free throw is good. So a 25-point lead here for Amherst. They lead it 41-16. Dribbling is going to be Bateo. Bateo takes it all the way off glass, and he's heading to the free throw line as he was hit on the arm. Nice drive there by Angel Bateo. Just had a little bit of a seam and tried to capitalize as best he could, and it will turn into a couple of free throws after the foul is whistled on Cody Google. Free throw is up and good. Checking in for the Mustangs, Micah Eggleston. Bateo has another free throw coming up here. And it is a little bit short. And rebounded out of there by Google. They kick it off on the left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger's pass stolen away. SEM comes up with the basketball. On that dribble on that right side, a little fade away. Shot no good for Nichols. Nichols missed the shot. And here come the Broncos on the run. It was rebounded out of there by Hadwiger, and now the pass on the inside goes off the hands of Schlacker and out of bounds. Line checking back into the game. Also, Stetson Dittmer for SEM. Inbounds for Taubenheim. Off of a screen, they get it back inside for Taubenheim. Kicks it for Google. They'll work it back around. A little penetration here by Hadwiger. He'll kick it out. Eckhout is going to fire the long jumper. It is no good. And it is off the hands of one of the Broncos and out of bounds. Google was involved in hand-to-hand combat down there, trying to get the basketball. Nichols was battling with him for that rebound as well. It was last touched by the Broncos. Jesse Wells and Blake Kreitz going to check in here for Amherst. With 4:54 to go here in the third quarter. Broncos are in control here, 41-17. SEM kicks left wing for Line. Line watches everybody kind of cycle through, and he still has his dribble, not closely guarded. He'll stop at the free throw line, kick it out. Here's a three-pointer by Slacker. It is no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Dittmer, and Dittmer, he'll be able to hit the shot. Nice play there by Dittmer. He got the defenders to kind of move away, and he was able to just kind of stroke it in from 15 feet. He just kind of gave up on him. Taubenheim will kick on the right side here for Martinson. A little jump stop over there for Taubenheim. They'll throw it down low, and the shot is going to be blocked, but there's going to be a foul. Dominic Abbott, a little ball fake, got the guy in the air, and then attacked, and this is going to be a foul on number 32, Austin Jeffrey. So Jeffrey going to be called for the foul here. And leading scorer for the Broncos will shoot two free throws. And Dominic Abbott will stroke that one in. So he makes the first and now has 21 points in the game. His second free throw is also good. So 43-19. Jason Line drives the baseline, has a block by Abbott. Abbott comes up with the rebound, gets it up ahead to Taubenheim, back out to Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to stop on that left side. We'll give it out for Trey Taubenheim. Back to Abbott, back to Taubenheim. Little flip pass, nice catch inside, and Jesse Wells will lay it up and in. That pass to Wells set him up beautifully. Kick into the corner. Here's a three by Line. That one will not fall. And the rebound to Slacker. So Slacker will help work it around. Line's going to fire another three, and that one he'll stroke in. Jason Line will drain the three-pointer, and it's 45-22. 3:22 to go here in the third quarter. Dominic Abbott gets it on a cross-court pass, and he'll stroke in a three. Just makes that look so easy. And he's got 25 in the game. Now Line's going to fire a three, and he's going to hit a three in transition. So answering threes for threes here. Three straight possessions have turned into three-point buckets. Abbott, same spot he had the three before, but now he'll dump it in the elbow here for Google, and we've got a walk whistled on Amherst. Ad Lung checking in here for the Broncos. Francisco Orozco checking in here for SEM. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. 48-25, 23-point lead for the Broncos. Mateo on the bounce. Standing near midcourt. Now will be pressured as he picks up his dribble. He gives it to Jason Line. Line dribbles all the way down the baseline, and he's fouled. I think that might be on Dominic Abbott. Adlung was there as well, but I think Abbott was the one that was really going for the block. Yep, they're going to call him for the foul. That'll be his second. And to the free throw line, one of the better shooters for the Mustangs, Jason Line. He'll have two free throws, and the first one is up and good. Line, 10 out of 18 from the free throw line coming into the game. That's only 56%, but he's one of their better shooters from the field anyway. But Eggleston is a 73% shooter. He's their best free throw shooter. Second free throw is no good. Abbott pulls down the rebound, and Abbott's on the dribble. He'll stop, kick right side. Adlung, he's going to fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound taken out of there by Adlung, as Adlung will help work it back around the perimeter. As Abbott kicks down left side. With it is Eckhout. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and now we got a foul on the putback. Snagging the rebound was Hadwiger, and then Hadwiger trying to go back up with it. And we've got a foul but it was before, on the rebound, before he went up for the shot. And the foul is going to be called on Aaron Simmons. And he'll come out of the ball game. Checking in for him is going to be Nathan Schroeder. So the Broncos will inbound it. They give it to Dominic Abbott. Back into the hands of Braden Eckhout. It barely got inbounds in time. Back to Abbott. Abbott's going to drive the baseline, and now he's going to head to the line. He was fouled. And that will be Schroeder was there as well, but they're going to give it to Orozco. That's going to be his third. And Abbott's free throw is up and good. So Dominic Abbott will add 1 point and now a second to his total. Hitting both free throws, he now has 27 in the game. He's got 27. SEM has 26. And Amherst has 50. And a turnover here on SEM. Trying to post up and make something happen down there was Austin Jeffrey, but they didn't make a good enough pass that Jeffrey could get to, and there'll be a turnover. Inbound the ball is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout and Adelung will bring it up court. Ty Hadwiger will set a little screen. He gets it at the free throw line. He's going to kick it off left side now for Tobenheim. Tobenheim fires a three. It's no good. And Orozco pulls down the rebound. He'll get it off to Bateo. Bateo's going to drive, and there's going to be a block in underneath as they're just a shade late with Trevor Adelung, and he's going to be called for the foul. He's trying to collect the charge. Maybe a little bit too far into the basket. Maybe they're a little bit too late. In any event, it's going to be two free throws coming up here for Bateo. And Bateo's free throw is up and good. 50-27, minute 39 to go here in the third quarter. And Amherst in control in this one. Second free throw up and good for Bateo. So he makes both free throws and cuts the lead down to 22. Long pass, make the catch is Hadwiger. A three-on-one break now, and they'll lay it off the glass. Good for Blake Kreitz. Well, they broke the press, and Blake Kreitz made him pay as he was able to lay it up and in. End up being a three-on-one break once they broke that pressure at half court. Mateo gives left wing here for Austin Jeffrey. Jeffrey will dribble to the low block, and his pass is going to be stolen away. Another SEM turnover. And now getting the ball back is going to be Bateo. Bateo doing a nice job of getting the steal. Throws it too far up ahead. SEM tries to save it. And the Mustangs, they turn that one over again as well. So neither team really taking great care of the ball there as we turn the ball over on both ends of the court at least once. So we're now in the final minute of the third quarter, 52-28. Bounce pass left side, Tobenheim. He's going to skip it. For Braden Eckhout, he could have had a three. Now he'll throw it through his teammates' hands. Now be another Amherst turnover as coming up with a loose ball is Nichols. Nichols being double-teamed, passes it, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Tobenheim. Hadwiger, and Hadwiger is able to lay it up and in. So Hadwiger, an old-fashioned layup. Quick jumper on the right side for SEM, off the mark as it will be missed. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout in transition will put up a shot. And we've got a foul whistled on SEM. Braden Eckhout penetrating and collecting the foul as that's now going to be the fourth on Orozco. And so two free throws coming up here for Braden Eckhout. And the first one is up and no good. Jesse Wells, Tyler Martinson, and Brian Bramer all checking in here for Amherst with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Eckhout's second free throw is up and good. And he'll come out of the game as well. Cody Google going to check in for him. SEM is going to inbound it. That's going to be Nathan Schroeder. He'll toss it in here for Bateo. Bateo across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Bounce pass there for Nichols. Orozco helps working on the inside here for Schroeder. Back around the perimeter. They kick it out for Line. Line from the free throw line. Gives it now to the elbow here for Schroeder. 2 seconds left. They get it left side. Line can't make the catch. And he tracks it down, but time expires. And we'll head to the fourth quarter with Amherst leading it 55-28. We'll be back with quarter number four right after this timeout.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney.
And welcome back here. Pretty solid performance tonight for the Amherst Broncos, especially Dominic Abbott. 27 points, 10 rebounds so far in the basketball game. Blake Kreitz will bring in the offensive zone, and pass by Amherst. Going to be off the mark. That'll be a turnover. As I think you're going to see very liberal substituting here for Amherst the rest of the way. In the offensive zone, here is going to be Line. Line's going to kick it off left side for Stetson Dithmer. They give it to Orozco. Orozco's going to kick it off for Nichols. Nichols going to fire a three. It is no good. Snacking down the rebound is going to be Line. Line hands off here for Dithmer, and SEM's going to maintain the possession. Nichols gives it to Line. Line, nice little ball fake. Takes it to the baseline. Going to give it out to Orozco. Back out for Nichols. Nichols is going to fire the three. That one, again, is off the mark, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the rebound. The foul is going to be whistled on Jesse Wells for Amherst. And that will be his first. Neither team in the bonus just yet. That's now four fouls whistled on Amherst. SEM has committed six, so if they commit a foul, we will be shooting at one and one. Line playing a little catch here with Dithmer. Dithmer and Line just playing catch, top of the circle. Now stepping to the free throw line, a little floater up and good for Jason Line. That's a nice looking shot there for Line as he just kind of worked his way just a little bit closer and he was able to stroke it from about 15 feet away. Tyler Martinson will kick it off on the right side here for Wells. Wells dribbles on that sideline. Line trying to come up with it and does. Nice steal there by Jason Line. He had to give it away momentarily. Now he gets it back. It's a 3-on-3. He's going to run it in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Bramer. So Bramer is able to snag the rebound. And Line knocks the ball loose. And coming up with it is Kreitz. So they'll work it back to Kreitz. And it's coming up with it momentarily is Martinson. Now Kreitz is in trouble. He'll give it off on the right side. Martinson has it knocked out of his hands by Dithmer. It will stay with Amherst. Amherst is going to make some substitutions. The coach is not overly happy with how this another group of young men was out there playing, so they're going to bring back Adelung and Tobenheim and Dominic Abbott. They inbound for Abbott. There's a backdoor cut, and he'll bounce past it beautifully to Trey Tobenheim, who's going to lay it up and in, but give Dominic Abbott an assist on top of the other stats he has tonight. In trouble, picking up his dribble is going to be Dithmer. Dithmer will give it off on the left side for Schroeder. Schroeder gets the ball back out here for Schlacker, and it's going to be stolen away with the steal is Eckhout. Eckhout's going to lay it off glass, and it's good. Braden Eckhout with the steal, and then the layup on the other end. So on the bounce here is going to be Micah Eggleston. Eggleston's pass is going to be off his teammate's shoulder and out of bounds. A little bit maybe too hard for Stetson Dithmer to be able to handle. Now be another SEM turnover. 5:43 to go here in the basketball game. It is 59-30, a 29-point lead here for the Amherst boys. Earlier tonight, SEM with the win in girls basketball, 39-33. Top of the circle, Adelung will give it off here left side. Tobenheim, that was about three-quarters of the way down from 15 feet. It is no good. Line's able to pull down the rebound, and up ahead they get it to Mateo back to Lyon. He's going to step into a three top of the key, and he'll stroke it in. So Jason Lyon is able to not only rebound on one end of the court, but also hit the three on the other. And that'll make it a 26-point ball game with about 5 minutes to go. A little runner in the lane here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger's shot won't fall. And the rebound goes up ahead here for Schlacker. Schlacker gives it to Mateo, to Orozco. Orozco, left-handed layup, up and good. Fran Orozco was able to lay that one up and in. That was a nice set of soft hands there for the sophomore. Eckhout, nice bounce pass, the skip pass rather, to Dominic Abbott. Abbott cuts through the back door. He's going to lay it up and in. That was a great pass from Eckhout as he just was able to zip it through the lane, and Abbott caught it and put it all up in one shot. Slacker, 15-foot turnaround jumper up and good for SEM. So he'll stroke it in from 15 feet, and we've got 4:15 to go here in the basketball game. At the elbow, Hadwiger kicks. They work it back around, give it back to Hadwiger. Hadwiger, a little ball fake. He's going to draw the body contact, and he'll head to the line with 4:10 to go and shoot two free throws. 61-37, Amherst in control. They have led throughout. The foul, by the way, was on number 22, Dalton Nichols. First free throw is up and good here for Hadwiger, and Hadwiger will shoot one more. It is up, and it is also good. So Hadwiger now has 12 points in the game. On the bounce, Angel Mateo. And Mateo facing a little bit of pressure there by Eckhout. He'll give it off here on the left side for Simmons, who came in a moment ago during the free throws. Aaron Simmons gives it off left wing here for Schlacker. And we got a foul away from the ball. That will be on the Broncos. And that's going to be an Eckhout. That's going to be his first foul of the night. And we have an entire line substitution here for Amherst. Wells, Martinson, Chase Pearson checking in the ballgame. Also in there, Blake Kreitz. And I missed somebody, and we'll have to pick him up here when we get a chance. It's inbound, and Slacker has it. He'll give it off on the right side here for Mateo. Mateo gives it off on the left wing. Good hands there by Chase Pearson. As now dribbling is going to be Jason Lyon. Lyon from 15 feet. His jumper won't go, and we got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to turn into a couple of free throws here because they were trying to tip it in with Schlacker, and he was hit on the arm. So they're going to send him to line to shoot two after the foul was whistled on Cody Gogol, who's the young man I didn't mention earlier. Free throw is up and no good. Remains 63-37. And Slacker will have one more free throw coming up here. It is on the way, and that one he'll make. So Schlacker now has 3 points in the ball game. Jason Lyon has 20 here for Sumner Eddyville Miller. Kreitz works it around the perimeter. Martinson, give it up on the left side, and that entry pass is going to be stolen away by Mateo. So Mateo makes the steal, still has the dribble. He'll take it off glass. Shot is no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by Kreitz. So Kreitz pulls down the rebound, and SEM will make wholesale substitutions here in just a moment as well. Three-pointer on the left side by Amherst is up and no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds, and here comes an entire new herd of Mustangs. Micah Eggleston checking in the ball game. Braden Smith is out there. Trace Claflin. And also, mentioned Eggleston already, Austin Jeffrey. And the ball is inbounded here to Zarin Schroeder. So Schroeder will bring in the offensive zone. The freshman will give it off on the right wing here for Claflin. Claflin in a little bit of trouble. Gets it out for Jeffrey. Now penetration here by Eggleston. Eggleston is shut off on the baseline, so they'll kick it out here for Jeffrey. And as SEM is still working that offense, they're going with a high four set here. And Eggleston will give it off on the left wing here for Claflin. Down on the baseline with it is Eggleston. Eggleston will pass the ball back out. Little penetration here by Austin Jeffrey. Nice job handling the ball here. Claflin will give it now right side for Schroeder. Schroeder, a little jump stop on that left side. Thought about shooting the jumper. They'll give it off here for Claflin. Back out now for Schroeder. SEM working the offense and being very patient, doing a nice job here. Micah Eggleston from that left side will get the ball back out here for Claflin. And tip your hat to the Broncos, too. They're playing pretty good defense. Skipped inside for Schroeder. Pass is deflected, but Eggleston's able to track it down. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the left side is up and no good for SEM. And finally snagging the rebound, ending the possession here, is going to be Kreitz. So Kreitz pulls down the rebound, and now they get it in the lane here for Google. They'll work it back around here as Martinson has it. Minute 40 to go. Right wing, pass by Pearson is deflected, and Amherst will turn it over. On the run, it's going to be the Mustangs. Schroeder's got it, and Zaren Schroeder will pass it up on the left side, reaching for the basketball and committing the foul. Is going to be Jesse Wells. So Wells with the foul here. And it'll be a 1-1. That's now 7 fouls for both teams. Brian Bramer going to check back in here for Amherst with a minute 26 to go. And a 1-1 coming up here for SEM. And the free throw is up and good for Trace Claflin. So Claflin hits the front end of the 1-1. That'll earn him the bonus. That'll be his first point of the night. And the second free throw was also up and good. So he's making the most of his opportunities at the free throw line. And the ball is inbounded here to Trent Goyoshki. And a little bad pass stolen away by SEM. Off the miss. It's rebounded here by Jesse Wells. And Wells has the ball knocked out of his hands by a hustling Zaren Schroeder and out of bounds. So the basketball belongs here to the Broncos, and Google going to inbound the ball here, and they'll lob it in for Martinson, who will kick it to the free throw line to Wells. Wells' 15-foot jumper is no good, and the rebound taken out of there by the Mustangs. Snagging the bound there was going to be Claflin. Now they'll get it at the elbow here for Jeffrey, who will give it left side. Long jumper by Eggleston, and Eggleston will stroke into three. Micah Eggleston with the three-pointer. That was a nice-looking shot. And the ball is knocked loose in the backcourt. Tracking it down here is going to be Chase Pearson. Pearson gives it up ahead here for Google. 40 seconds left to go in the game. Stopping with his dribble is going to be Pearson, who gives it right back out here for Wells. Entry pass in the lane, going to be off the mark, and Amherst turns it over, and then it's going to be tied up. And the possession arrow is pointing to SEM, so the Mustangs will have it even though it was tied up again. 25.5 to go here in the basketball game. Amherst going to move to 12-4 on the season, and SEM going to fall to 6-8. 63-43 our score right now, and we'll see if if SEM can cut that to within 20. As they bring in the offensive zone, Schroeder will give it off on that right side for Braden Smith. Smith works it back around the perimeter. And a little runner in the lane here for Eddleston. Eddleston's shot's no good. Rebounded by Bramer, and then Bramer has the ball tied up. Bramer got the rebound. It's tied up in there as SEM missed the shot, but possession arrow is pointing to Amherst, so they're going to inbound it, and they throw it up ahead, and it's going to be a turnover. They threw it up ahead here for Google, who was trying to get it to Bramer. Had he been able to make the connection with Bramer, it would have been probably an easy bucket. But instead, Bramer ran past it. And with 3 seconds left, here comes a half-court shot. And it is off the mark. A pretty good look there by Micah Eddleston. But the shot would not fall. And your final score, 63-43. The boys from Amherst over the SEM Mustangs. A final of 63-43. 20-point win for the Broncos. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the stats for both teams and hopefully have a chance to talk with both head coaches. We'll do that when the Misco Sports Post Game Report returns right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back. Here is the Amherst boys with a 63-43 win over Sumner Eddyville Miller as they were able to pick up win number 12 on the season. They are now 12-4. SEM falls now to 6-8 on the year. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. And let's take a look at the numbers that we have for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Sumner Eddyville Miller. And a pretty nice night tonight for Jason Line. Line finished with 20 points on the night. He hit 5 3-pointers and finished with 7 rebounds as well. So 20 points for Line to go with 7 rebounds. Angel Bateo finished with 6 points and 3 rebounds. Francisco Orzasco finished with 6 points unofficially here and 4 rebounds. Andrew Schlacker, he finished with 3. Austin Jeffrey with 3. Stetson Dittmer, 2. Trace Claflin with 2. And Dalton Nichols with 1. Unofficially shooting, they were 14 of 43 for about 32.6% from the field. I had them 6 of 16 from behind the arc, including Jason Line hitting 5 of those. So he hit 5 of the 6 3-pointers. Austin Jeffrey, by the way, hit the other. So they were 6 of 16 unofficially for about 37.8%, and they were 9 of 16 from the free throw line. But turnovers, one of the factors here in the ball game, as they certainly lost that turnover battle with Amherst, who picks up a 20-point win, in part because of the play of Dominic Abbott. Abbott finished with 29 points, leading scorer for both teams. He finished with 29 to go with 10 rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, also above his season average, he finished with 12 points on the night and 5 rebounds. Braden Eckhout had 9. Trevor Adelong with 5. Trey Tobenheim, 2. Jesse Wells, 2. Blake Kreitz with 2. And Brian Bramer also with 2 points. Shooting the basketball, unofficially 23 of 58 shooting for field goals, so that's right at 40% on the night. They were 4 of 20 from behind three-point range for 20%, and they were 13 of 17 from the free throw line was Amherst, who win it tonight by a score of 63-43. Some other numbers to kind of take a look at for you here. I had Amherst out-rebounding SEM 35-26 in the basketball game. And in terms of turnovers, Amherst was able to force 21 turnovers compared to only 12 forced by the SEM defense. So 9 more possessions in terms of turnovers, as well as another 11 possessions because of rebounds. And Amherst comfortably tonight by a score of 63-53. And I don't believe, I got to double check here, a 1-0 lead for SEM. That was the only lead that they had here in the ball game. Check that. They led at one point 5-3, but from that point on, Amherst in control, a final in this one of 63-43. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach at Amherst. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. A final of 63-43. Amherst with a 20-point lead, 20-point win over Sumner Eddyville Miller. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach at Amherst. And you kind of mentioned halftime of the girls' game. You were hoping, really thought the defense was one thing you need to work on, what you really kind of need to hang your hat on tonight. I'd say your defense play came up pretty good tonight.
Yeah, we still weren't happy in the first half. We, our on-ball defense wasn't, what we wanted. We let a few too many drives go, one-on-one and overplaying a guy's strong side. So, there's still, really honestly, Randy, we just, the first half, we weren't happy. We weren't happy. I didn't think, points-wise, yeah. And Darby's got a nice young team there, I think. But I don't know if we're being, or asking too much or whatever, like a coach does, but we weren't happy with our defense in the first half. Now, it's third quarter, we were, and then we started subbing. I think we played much better, mm-hmm. and we were actually a little better out of our zone defense, but we have to be able to play both. So.
And you guys forced some what kind of got it going? Because you guys kind of struggled shooting a little bit early on, but then you forced a few turnovers, ended up getting some layups and scoring in transition. That kind of got the offense rolling, too.
Yeah. And we were, with us harping on our man-to-man defense, we were also trying to go full court man-to-man, and really we're probably a little bit better of a zone press, and we started doing a little bit more of that and got some turnovers and such. And so that ignited the offense. And, we were kind of maybe handicapping our guys a little bit because our whole push for practices after Tuesday, yesterday's practice was we got to get better at man-to-man. And so that's kind of what we went with. And really our strength now is probably zone and all that. But, to be able to play zone offenses, you need to have man-to-man principles, and that's what we're still working on.
Right, right. A lot of guys just work on defense man-to-man because you can play man-to-man, you can figure out what to do in a zone.
Right, right, yeah.
Again, not a big surprise. He's been your leading scorer all night, but Dominic Abbott finished with 29 points on the night. And if there's ever been kind of a quiet 29, because it just seemed like every quarter he had 8 points in, and just the game came to him. He wasn't looking to score. The game just kind of came to him.
Well, that's being a senior, and going through it and such. And he's a year ago, I would say his maturity's jumped up, more than that year's time. And as far as the rest of his game, and he knows he can do other things too. He can hit the boards. He can make the good pass, and so he's, like you say, letting the game come to him, and that's what you got—a quiet 29. You think maybe he had a down night, and you just expect him to score, but he's playing really well for us.
Yeah, and I can't keep up with stats well enough to know a shooting percentage, but his shooting percentage had to be real good tonight. Because, again, all the shots he took were good, good looks at the basket, and a lot of them were point-blank range.
Yeah, yeah, and that was – a lot of it was going to the basket, getting some offensive boards or being on the backside of their 2-3 and being patient enough to pick those little gaps. And so, yeah, it's another thing of a senior knowing how to play the game.
I was impressed when they were in that 2-3 zone how well you guys were able to pass the ball around. You might enter it in real quick and then get it back and reverse it around and just patient enough to get a good look and how quickly you guys could move that ball around.
Yeah. As much as I harp on defense to our guys, offensively, we've been playing pretty well. Ball movement, that's always on our list. I talk about offense, it's first ball movement, regardless of whether you're playing a man or a zone. But moving that ball, the extra pass, give you an easier shot.
And again, what makes that work is just being unselfish. And it just seems to me like most of those kids just don't really care who does the scoring as long as somebody wearing either a white or red jersey, depending on if you're home or away, as long as they're the ones that do the scoring.
Sure. Yeah, and that's what they've done. And, you know, and that's what you want. You want a selfish team. You want an unselfish team. And you want one that'll distribute the ball, whoever's hot, you know, whoever's open, and regardless of who's your leading scorer or whatever. And I think they have that.
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, now you have a chance for, you know, you don't want to say revenge or whatever, but you can talk about it a little bit. You've only got a few losses on the season. One of those was against Axtell, and that's who you have in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament on Tuesday night. Now we can kind of start talking about the Wildcats a little bit. Looking back at that game, what are some things you need to prove on before you play them on Tuesday?
Well, they were red hot, and we weren't in their cage enough. I mean, they were, I forget what they shot there, especially in the first half. They had like 45 points or something in the first half, and they were hitting about everything. So we need to defend better, of course, and another common theme, defense. And that was our lowest offensive output of the game, and I don't think we had very good legs coming after like a third game in four nights, which, you know, we can't use an excuse. You got to dig down there. The only thing about that game, even though we, you know, kept it to 20, is that we kept fighting in the second half. Although, you know, our game wasn't there, you know, we kept fighting. We didn't give up. And that, you know, afterwards, that was what I shared with them, what I brought from is, yeah, we were tired. Going into that, had a close game against Anselmo Myrtle the night before, but we kept fighting. And you know, that's, to me, as a coach, that's number one. If you get your team to compete regardless of what's going on, and then you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, if there isn't that 1-2, there isn't a whole lot else you can kind of make it happen. So that's something about the conference. If a first-round matchup, you're 12-4, and you're playing a team that's 11-5, and that's a first-round matchup in the conference tournament, really kind of shows the depth of the FKC.
Yeah, you know, I guess you say the top five teams, but even all teams like Sumner of SEM, They're quality. They got some kids out there that can play. There might be some on the young side, but Darby does a great job with them. And you know, I really, as a whole, the conference quality is jumped up, I think.
Yeah, and Jason Lyon's going to be pretty good for a long time.
Yeah,
a freshman that scored 20 points tonight, so a nice win. Nice effort for him. Hey, Coach, appreciate the time, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for covering.
All right, my pleasure. And we look forward to seeing you next week. We'll be at the semifinals. Well, you got to get there, though, bud.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. Our final, Amherst with a 63-43 win over Sumner Eddyville Miller. Our next broadcast tomorrow night will have a great matchup, Overton and Elm Creek. We'll have the girl-boy doubleheader for you tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And don't forget, on Saturday night, we'll be in McCook as McCook will play host to Kearney Catholic in a boys game, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget the boys-girls semifinals Thursday and Friday from the Viero Event Center on our sister station, ESPN 1460. And, of course, we'll have the championship games and consolation games for you